Let's have a meeting. My name is Chris Ward. I'm a grateful recovered alcoholic. Welcome to the Monday Night Blue Chip Speakers Meeting at the NABA Club, where a member of Alcoholics Anonymous with 1 year or more of sobriety tells his or her story. This reading is based upon a passage from page 29 of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Each individual in our personal stories describes in their own language and from their own point of view the way they establish their relationship with God. These give a fair cross-section of our membership and a clear-cut idea of what has happened in their lives. We hope no one will consider these self-revealing accounts in bad taste. Our hope is that many alcoholic men and women in our room tonight and listening later on aabluechipspeakers.org, desperately in need, will hear our speaker, and we believe that it is only by fully disclosing ourselves and our problems that any of us shall be persuaded to say, "Yes, I am one of them too. I must have this thing." So, with that, we have our speaker tonight, Vanessa. I had a chance real quick to tell her what was up between me and her before she came up here. So, I'll be looking forward to it. And with that, I'll give you Vanessa. Yeah.
Thank y'all. It's hard for me to stay behind this podium. Hello, family. My name is Vanessa, and I am a grateful recovering alcoholic. Hey, family. I always like to thank God for allowing me to find a program that led me to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. I thank our predecessors who have died and gone on and left this legacy alive. But I thank you old-timers who keep coming back and forth in these rooms and let me know this program, it really do works. I'd like to welcome any newcomer because you are the most important person at any meeting, because we can only keep what we have by giving it away. You know, I've been so excited, like 2 weeks ahead of time. And I'm going to come out the big book, right? And then I'm going to share my experience, you know, on how this alcoholism attacked me, how I got the bug. Right, and it is a vision for hope. See, I needed some hope when I got around here. I needed me some hope, and it talks about let me get it right. Years ago, in 1935, one of our members made a journey to a certain western city. From a business standpoint, his trip came off badly. He had been successful in his enterprise. He would have been set on his feet financially, which at the time seemed vitally important, but his venture wound up in a lawsuit and bogged down completely. This proceeding was shot through with much hard feeling and controversy. Right? And it also talks about, skipping back over, say, you're going to meet these new friends in your own community. Near you, alcoholics are dying helplessly like people in a sinking ship. If you live in a large place, there are hundreds, high and low, rich and poor. These are future fellow Alcoholics Anonymous. Among them, you will make lifelong friends. Right? And, see, I came around here, and I didn't think I was an alcoholic, right? I would say, like, I did drugs, right? I did crack, and I did that. But see, I had forgot about when I was a little girl, right? And my mom and I used to go to the bootlegger house, right? And at the bootlegger house, I would go around, and I'd pick up all the cups. You know, the little swallows in the cup, in the bottom of the cup. I would go around, and I'd pick up all the cups, and I'd be drunk. And then they'll say, "Dance, baby." And then I start dancing for money. They'll start having me dancing in the middle of the floor and giving me quarters and dollars. And I'm talking about, like, that was the greatest feeling in the world, to be able to get drunk and get some money. Like, I was on fire, right? So I thought, like, that's what was happening. Like, that was good. I was doing something good because my parents were telling me to dance and they were giving me money. Right? Now, like, they knew I was picking up them cups, so they'll catch me every now and then. They put that cup down. Right? I knew it wasn't right, but I kept picking them up. Right? Sometimes I like at the end of the road, I was drinking them double deuces on Red Bull and throwing up. Like the alcohol couldn't even stand my system. I was getting sick and throwing up, but I was still buying. And I come in here saying I ain't no alcoholic. Right? See, I had to get in touch with the real thing going on, right? I had to know, like, I'm an addict. I'm an alcoholic. Like, I need help in all areas of my life. I don't get this confused no more. Like, I was real confused when I came around here. Right? But I'm so glad, like I came around here and I sat down. And I found some friends. And I found some people who was willing to help me. Right? They were willing to help me because I was willing to reach out for help. Right? I was willing to ask some questions. I was willing to open up that big book. Like, I don't disqualify myself no more. I know I'm an alcoholic. Right? See, the disease ain't going to trick me no more. Thinking I got a problem with one thing and they got a problem with something else. But see, I know where to take me to the bluff. It'll take me straight to the bluff. I be walking around in the bluff because I get $20 and they get $5. I think I'm better than. I forgot I got to pay the house $5 and give them $15. Y'all talking about my story, right? And once I buy me a bill and buy my other thing, I'm broke again. Now I'm walking out there in the rain, looking crazy. Hands are crusty. They wonder why I get my nails fixed every 2 weeks. I love my hands to be pretty because they were so messed up. My hands had calluses on them and I didn't have a job. I'm talking about my feet were so messed up. I get my feet done every 2 weeks and I get my nails done. Like, I'm talking about, like, I remember not knowing what size shoes I wear. I had so much crust on the back of my feet, right? Well, I remember when I first went to go get my feet done, and these ladies said, Lisa, so you double. Lisa, so you double. I was like, that's how much crust I had on my feet. I'm talking about from walking and walking. Long walks with no destination. Never want to live like that again. Like, I'm so glad I found y'all. Like, ain't nothing run me away. When I come with joy. When you see me, I'm talking about, like, I'm hugging. I know we shaking AA, but I be hugging. I be grabbing you hug. Because I need some love in my life. I've been killing me for a long time. I'm talking about years. I was out there, like, for 20-some years. I was out there killing myself. I'll never have to live like that no more. I came and I found y'all. Y'all showed me how to love. Y'all gave me some spiritual principles. Like, I didn't know what acceptance and surrender. I didn't know nothing about none of that. Y'all gave me some spiritual principles that I can apply in my life. And I found out it worked when I started applying it. When I started being honest, guess what? It became a habit. It became a habit to be honest. When I started being committed and put it in my spirit, it became a habit. Like, I'm committed to my dude. Like, I'm coming, like, I'm greedy, right? I had to tap into that, like, that greed I got, right? So I'm greedy. So before I was able to make a commitment, I had to get rid of the greed. Because the greed wouldn't let me get a commitment. Because if dude ain't got it, I want to come out with dude clean. Another dude who I clean, I ain't talking about out there in my active alcoholism or none of that. I'm talking about, like, clean, sober. When I was sober, I was still doing that stuff. I had to apply these spiritual principles in my life. I had to learn how to be committed in all areas. So when I started being committed, like, I'm finna get married. Only God can do that. Take a prostitute from the street and marry her and then get a man. Only God can do that.
Right.
Because I didn't have no vision or hope. I didn't have no vision. I couldn't see past the next drink. Right. I couldn't see past that. Then I got in here, and y'all started giving me some spiritual comfort. Y'all said, oh, do I understand the application that it works? So I said, do it work for real? I tried everything else. Let me try some spiritual comfort. When I started incorporating them in my life, things started happening without my permission. I didn't need no permission for it to happen. It just started happening. I'm talking about like what God can do. That's what I'm talking about, what God can do. I ain't do nothing but the footwork. I started putting one foot in front of the other. And it started happening for me. Stuff started happening. Things are, I'm talking about like, and all the years of my life, I didn't even have a job. I didn't know what it was to work. From a little girl, I was selling candy at school. I went from selling candy at school to selling dollar joints. From selling dollar joints to selling whatever. Right? I was selling my soul and didn't even know it. And it started off with a piece of candy. So I already know, like, everything that happens in my life is only through God's grace and mercy. Only God can do this for a wretch like me. Only God. Because if it was left up to me, I would have destroyed my life. Like, look at my life. I'm tapping into some spiritual stuff. I'm tapping into some stuff that's spiritual. Like, I didn't know nothing about spirituality. Right? But I came here talking about I knew God. Right? Because I knew God from when my grandmama and mama used to go to church. And I'm talking about, like, they used to be going to church. They used to shout and do all this stuff. I'm talking about run up and down the aisle. I'm talking about I'd be in church scared. And they had a Holy Ghost and all that. And then when they get home, they start drinking and fighting. And raising their head. Fighting. So I'm like, I'm wondering what God they serving. Right? Because I'm scared of God now. Because he's going to have me jumping up and down and running down the aisle. And, you know, I'm scared. Right? And I came in and y'all told me I could find a God of my own understanding. Right? And guess how I found it? I found it through prayer and meditation. I found it through, like, they got a daily reflection around here, right? I started reading that daily reflection, right? And the daily reflection would take you to what's in the big book. It'll tell your pain in the big book. Then I start opening that up, and that's how I got familiar. That's how I got familiar with a God of my own understanding. It took me to books. I had to read. They told me if you want to hide something from somebody, put it in a book. You want to hide it? Put it in a book.
Put it in a book.
So now I open up books. I open up books and I read. And every time I don't understand, I call a sponsor. Right? I call this chicken. When she don't understand, she leads me to the grand sponsor. Right? So, like, I got these people in my life that help me understand this stuff. Right? Because I don't know how I can't do it alone. Y'all told me that when I got here. I said, you can't do it alone. Try to do it by myself, I'll go crazy. Because I'll be still running on my own thinking. Right? And my own thing get me messed up a lot of times. I'm going to tell you how I know. I'm talking like recently. Right? We planning for a wedding. So my old man said, go and pay. We got this saving account just for the wedding. He said, Vanessa, take this money and just go pay everybody off. I said, what? They said they want a deposit, not pay them off. My thinking. I'm like, oh. I'm going by the bank a couple of times. But see, I had to surrender. And I had to do what my husband said, my fiance said to do. He said, pay the people off. Right? And that'll be put so much strain on us. Like, we still can save, and we'll have money to do other things. Right? But my mind didn't think like that. My mind said, they said, get them a deposit, babe. Not pay them off. He said, no, pay them off. So my thinking will still have me locked and loaded. My thinking will still have me in bondage. My thing will still have me in this. Right? So every time I do stuff, I have to run across some people. You know? I have to run across some people. Because I have me messed up. Run on my own devices. You know? And I'm talking about, like, I got 7 years clean, right? But I understand, like, the more clean time I have, the more work I got to do. Right? I don't just do it with a minimal concern. I do it in a party. Because every time I work a step, guess what happens? I'm being faced with that spiritual principle. Every time. Every time I do a step, it seems like that principle come up in my face, and right here, and I got to apply it. But I say, God, you're tricking me. He always tricking me. And I'm starting to trick himself. Right? To see if you really working a program. That's the setup. To see if you're going to really work this work. You talk that good stuff, are you really going to work it? Mm. Yeah. You can talk good, but hey, head come. Are you going to apply it? Mm-hmm. You know? So a lot of times, I don't know which one to apply. So I pick up the phone. Because that's what God taught me to do. God taught me to pick up the phone, ask some questions, give some directions, and follow them. Stop trying to do stuff your way, because my way get me at the liquor store. Right? So I stop following my way. Like, my mind tell me not go to a meeting I make too. My mind tell me don't go to somebody's house, I call them and help you up and get there. You know, I have to do the opposite of what my mind tell me to do. Because my mind always got me trapped up in a trap. Or something like, I just always come out, I went to the trap. No, the trap is in my head. Mm-hmm. Everywhere I go, I take the trap with me. I'm the trap. I'm like, what? When I found that out, I really baffled. So I'm just aware, like, I came around here, and I'm always excited about this stuff. I'm always excited. I'm talking about, like, this stuff had me on fire. I don't know what to do without y'all. I really don't. I'm talking about, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about what's important, like they job and all that. Like, ain't none of that important. Like, I'm at work now. Believe it or not, I'm on my job. Like, God is so good, He put me in the field where I can work and still come to meetings. Now, how good can that be? I'm talking about, that ain't nothing but a blessing from God. Right? Like, that's what I do. Like, my life is alcoholic anonymous. I live this stuff in my spirit. You know, I live it, I drink it, I eat it, I sleep it. I was dreaming about y'all. But Lord, they gonna have me speak. You know, I was dreaming about y'all. And guess what? Everybody's supposed to be here. Because I got some clients that didn't want to come. You think I made them come? I said, we out here. See y'all later. The van is running. Y'all better come on. You know, on Mondays, we don't come to meetings, but like on Mondays, I still make meetings. I grab a few of them, and I take them to a meeting with me. Because I make meetings every day. I'm a meeting maker. That's what I do. I do meetings. Meetings is a part of my life. You know, like, I try to, we don't have meetings for like an hour, right? So I don't let those kids get me no more like when I was new. Like, you go to a meeting, if you want to see me, I'll see you after a meeting. Or if you want to see me, I'll come see you and I'm going to go to a meeting. And that's just how my life is. Right? Ain't that more important than my recovery? Nothing. If I put anything before my recovery, I'm going to lose it. Because I'm easily get complacent. I'm very easily get complacent. Like today, for instance, I laid in the bed and I was like, well, I really ain't got to be to work for such. But I'm used to getting up early, making run around. I like the Uber. I Uber too. I do my run around. I might make a meeting. I do some Uber while I'm riding, going to meetings or whatever, right? But today, I just laid there. But I can't understand, like, God needed me to be still. Because I'm so used to running. God needed me to be still. And in that moment of stillness, I just received the peace that I needed, right? And I thank God for that, for being able to make me still sometimes. Just lay up nothing. Everything okay? Everything is good. He ain't got to rip and run all the time.
is good. Like, life is great.
You know, I hear a lot of people hollering about God is good, God is good. Chicken's good. God is great. Yeah. He's great.
There's limitless in what he can do. There ain't no limit in what God can do.
I don't put no limit on God no more. I always sharp my chain thinking, I don't worry.
You know, I might think about something and I give it to God. God taught me how to turn it over. Like, I didn't know that was a... I had to apply it. I had to apply it in my life. I had to have some faith.
And I was able to turn stuff over. Stressing about something. I got high blood.
Can't afford the stress. I struck out.
Okay? So I'm learning how, to turn it over. And it's real easy to turn over now. Because I know he got it. I know he owns everything. I'm talking about everything. I just borrow stuff from him. He owns everything. And I'm good with that. As long as I know it ain't mine, I'm good. When I start thinking it's mine, I get some ownership. Give me mine. It's mine.
You know, I want to hold everything. But once I learn that it ain't mine, that if he only let me borrow, I'm able to give it away. I'm able to share. Because it ain't mine. It ain't mine to keep. Y'all told me when I got here, y'all made it real simple. They said, only way to keep it, give it away. I said, okay. It's okay. That's how I keep it. You know, it was a paradox. I didn't know what that meant when I got here. And also, about everything I've learned as far as staying sober has come from my Alcoholics Anonymous. Like, y'all put some stuff in me like, it's so valuable. I'm valuable. I learned how valuable I was. Like, I'm too valuable to give myself away to anybody other than my fiance. I'm too valuable for that. You might think I think I'm all in here. Yeah. But see, I ain't that girl no more. That girl didn't have, you know, the little girl who didn't have no value in her life. She ain't that little girl no more. You know, we went to a women's convention. This weekend, a little girl grows up, right? And, like, I met this lady. They called me because everybody knows I'm an Uber driver, right? So they called me because she needed a ride. So I get up, I put on my clothes, because, you know, my car belongs to God, right? So I get up, and I go and I get up for the train station. I told them, we ain't letting each other go yet. Me and this lady, she live all the way in New Jersey. We ain't let each other go yet. We let each other through a fellowship, right? Through a 12-step program, right? And it's just amazing how we meet all these people, and they come in our lives. I was just reading about it. They come in our life, they be our friends. You know? Like when she first came, I was like, okay, let me just give me $20. But when she left, I was like, what do you want to do? What you want to go? Where you want to go? You know? Like, and it wasn't even about what she could give me. You know? I was like, I'm still riding on the 20 she gave me. That's what God do. He'll make 20 go a long way. A long way. All you got to do is just do for him. You know, do for, like, we are God people. You know? I'm so glad I got in touch with that. Come on, come on. Like, I always thought somebody had to give me some or owe me some. Or if I do so for you, you bet to do so for me back. You know, that's been my mentality. And then I came around here and y'all told me all that. Hey, think about what you got. Well, you ain't worried about what you got. So what you got don't even belong to you. Right? And I came in here and I got in touch with that. And I'm so glad I did. Oh my God, I'm so free today. Hey, that stuff frees you. It frees you not to be so selfish. Self-centered. And think everything is revolves around you. You know, I'm just so glad I'm free today. And look out, see that free and peace all over you. Yeah, I'm talking about because, like, that's what God does. When I came here, I was black. People see me, they come with me, we're going to turn light skin. That's what God do, girl.
I was dusty. They just said, no, I take baths today.
Every day.
They know I'm going to take
them bad. They were all black. It was dirt. I started taking a bath of brown. Thank God for water. I got a relationship with water today. Definitely soap. And then I got to find out like it's gonna soap I can't even use. Like, check this out. I just use any kind of soap. Soap in the bathroom, at the gas station, you know. Any kind of soap, right? And I was wondering why. That's right, right? Like, I was wondering why I kept keeping these infections, right? And trying to find out, like, I can't use but one type of soap, and that's Dove, right? But I didn't know that. I didn't find that out until I got here. I didn't find out, like, certain soap I just can't use, right? But I didn't find that out until I got here, and I started going to the doctor, and I started making appointments, and I started doing checkups, and, you know, like, look, I'm a cancer survivor, right? I didn't even know that I had cancer. I knew, but I was so close to, like, denial was so deep, right? Like, I was pregnant with my last baby, and I was just at 91, and they had me going to this, at Grady, they had me going to this cancer clinic for my checkup, and they were telling me, like, I had cancer, and I was like, these folks are trying to use me for a guinea pig. I ain't even going back. Right? And I wouldn't even go back. And I went to prison. And after I had the baby, I went to prison. And when I got to prison, they did, you know how you go to prison, they do these physical on you. And they found out, like, I had an abnormal pap smear. And when I found out I had an abnormal pap smear, they sent me out to the hospital. Come to find out I had cancer in my uterus. Right? And I was like, calling my boyfriend, mama, like, my mama was deceased, and I didn't know what to do. So she said, baby, let them do what they need to do for you, right? So they had to give me a partial hysterectomy, and I'm talking about, like, God's so great, like, it never flared back up. I never had chemo, I never had none of that. Like, it's been taken care of, because God does that. He does that. Like, he can fix all my mistakes if I allow him to. Thank God. Thank God. Because I'm telling you, I got some women in my life who have cancer, who's going through chemo, who's going through this stuff, right? I got people in my life whose liver is damaged, right? But God saved me. And I know it was for a purpose. That's why I love all them women I work with. That's why I don't look at them like they less than me. That's why I give them hope every day. That's why God saved me for them. To let them know, like, it's a vision of hope. I'm a vision of hope. That's what I am. And that's what he does. He takes us from the gutter and brings us out the gutter and make us shine like gold. That's what he do. You know, thank God for y'all allowing me to come here and share my story. Y'all know I'm a little silly, but I'm serious about recovery. I'm real serious about this thing. I'm talking about, like, I know how to have fun with it. You know, I'm serious about it, but I know how to enjoy it. Right, I'm not too tied up, because, you know, when it all bow down, you make your own choices, right? So what God does is he let his light shine through me, and then you be wanting to know what you do. Mm. You know, because that's why I have a lot of women ask me, what you do? How you do that? And I just say, follow me. Just follow me. All you got to do is follow me. Right? Like this next to this lady I picked up, and you know, we see each other in these meetings for like an hour. But why? How you living at home? Right? So I took her to my home. So she could see how I'm really living. Right? When you come to my house, you see a literature.
I'm like, it's like a meeting in mine. You know, that's what we do. You know, me and my fiance, that's what we do. We recovery-based couple, right? You know, but he do his recovery, and I do mine. We come home, we bring those skills, disposables, and them traditions.
So I'm going to close with this. Only through understanding and application that this stuff works. Thank y'all for letting me do your service.
Okay. Thank you, Vanessa. Vanessa, thank you. Come here, baby.
You're welcome.
If our speaker tonight could have just been a little more excited, it'd been higher. I have not asked anyone. Would a volunteer like to come out and come up and do the chips? I forgot to ask someone.
Okay.
Come on.
Hi, I'm Terry. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Terry.
Here at the Monday night Blue Chip Speakers meeting, we have a chip system. And we offer a white chip. Anybody want to come in, join our way of life, surrender, went out, took a nip, want to come back? White chip. Anyone? Alrighty, we got a silver chip. So remind us that we're still alcoholics. Here we go.
30 days. Yes, congratulations. Yeah. Alright.
Money, right? Alrighty, we've got the red chip. 90 days. Anyone? 90 days. 99. Anyone? Alright. Oh, we got this bad boy. This is a good one. We got 6 months. Woo! Yellow, starting to see a little sunshine. All right. That's what we used to say. What? All right. Green, 9 months. Grass is looking a little greener on that trail we used to go back for. And then we have a blue chip, 1 year or multiples. Blue chip, 1 year or multiples. Okay. Anyone? We're going to offer this white chip one more time. Anyone? Surrender to the slave life. God bless you for the chip you're on.
Thank you, Terry. All right. Thank you one and all for joining us tonight for the Blue Chip Speakers Meeting. And
goes out to 12-steppers all around the world, as well as to those who have gone before us and to those who may be on their way. They said work's when you work it, you know, and that we can only keep what we have by giving it away. Check it out. Okay, this song is going to help you with your evolution, only if you're sick and tired of the pollution. The steps that we take are all about solutions. They will even help you make your restitution. The steps can eliminate the negativity and at the same time accentuate the positivity. You may even comprehend the word serenity. Now we're gonna take the steps to our best ability. And the very first step is about a surrender. Hey, you may even be a first-time offender, or you may be coming back from your last bender. But welcome to the club, you still can be a member. And step two, that's a power that restores sanity. It's greater than yourself, it's not about your vanity. Don't forget about the pain that brought you calamity. Now you owe it to yourself to take responsibility. When we get to step three, it's time to make a decision for our will and lives to undergo a revision. No longer do we have to feel a sense of division. We're on a new journey, so watch out for collision. Steps one, two, and three helps you build a foundation. But don't forget to cancel all reservations. Welcome to your new life, here's your invitation. But more will be revealed, what a revelation. Come on. When we take the steps, we learn to free our minds. Come on. We practice principles so we can redesign. Come on. We keep it real simple, just a day at a time. Come on. We wake up in the morning and we're ready to shine. Hey. It's a natural high, and that's a matter of fact. Come on. We know deep inside, there's nothing we lack. Come on. We live in the moment, cause that's where it's at. Come on. It works when you work it, so keep coming back. Hey. Step four is where you're gonna take your inventory. Now we're looking for the truth, not for fame and glory. Just put it down on paper, there's no need to worry. It won't be very long before you tell your story. And step five, take your fourth step and share it with another. Chances are you did some harm to your sister and your brother. The same thing goes for your father and your mother. Now we're living in the light, we're not hiding undercover. Step six is how we deal with our character defects. No longer are we we're twisted, now we're coming correct. We're building character and we can feel the effect. Now we have a second chance to get ready, get set. In the seventh step, we learn about humility. We recognize our shortcomings and we find stability. But we gotta keep it real and keep it in reality. That's why we take the steps to our best ability. Come on. We take the steps, we learn to free our mind. Come on. We practice principles so we can redesign. Come on. We keep it real simple just a day at a time. Come on. We wake up in the morning and we're ready to shine. Hey. It's a natural high and that's a matter of fact. Come on. We know deep inside there's nothing we lack. Come on. We live in the moment, cause that's where it's at. Come on. It works when you work it, so keep coming back. Hey. And step eight, we make a list of the ones we did harm to. We're cleaning up the past cause it's something we must do. It takes will and us and we suggest you follow through. What you're about to do is gonna change your point of view. Now in the ninth step, it's time to mend some fences. We step up to the plate about our past offenses. If we're gonna make it right, we drop all the fences. By now we have begun to regain our senses. The tenth step is all about the application, so that we can learn to face in this situation. Remember that it's not about a graduation. You know the tenth step is really a continuation. Step 11, we begin to practice meditation. It guides us through the world like a navigation. And we're not afraid to ask for the inspiration. But we gotta keep it moving, there's no hesitation. In step 12, we practice principles in all our affairs. We try to be of help, especially when we share. Now we're living consciously, we are awake and aware. So take this message to another, let them know that you care. Come on. We take the steps, we learn to free our mind. Come on. We practice principles so we can redesign. Come on. We keep it real simple, just a day at a time. Come on. We wake up in the morning and we're ready to shine. Hey. It's a natural high, and that's a matter of fact. Come on. We know deep inside there's nothing we lack. Come on. We live in the moment, cause that's where it's at. Come on. It works when you work it, so keep coming back. Hey. So there you have it, steps 1 through 12. Remember, you don't have to step alone. We step together one day at a time. And no matter what, we keep coming back. So until the next time, peace in, peace out.